I talk a lot about the two different kinds of knowledge. You know, and the epistles are full of using the word knowledge, but there's a knowledge that deals with intellect and learning, which is analytical thinking, which is necessary and it has its place. We all move in and out of analytically thinking, but nobody comes to know the Lord through analytical thinking.
Sure.
And through learning. You can't know the Lord Jesus or God Almighty through the operation and through the practice of learning intellectually. You can't know him that way. That's why Jesus said, you know, you think you read the scriptures and in them you think you have eternal life. In the intellectual learning of God's word, you think you have eternal life because you know scriptures. Now, there's an interesting meaning of the word knowledge, and you have to do a word study to maybe get it. But if you're able to discern what you read and read it in context, it makes sense. Even you don't really need to know what Greek word knowledge means this or means that.
Well, like the scripture, ever learning but never coming to the knowledge.
Right.
That's an example.
But when it talks about I'll just use 2 Peter. It says, grace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. Grace be multiplied through the knowledge of God. That's taught through learning about God.
Yeah.
That's how that's taught.
Yeah.
That's not what it means.
Yeah.
The word knowledge there means, and get this, full discernment. What is discernment?
Spirit.
It's a gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, in context, listen to what he says. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge, through the full discernment of God, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, which by these, what are the promises of God? The gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Jesus promised the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which therein lies the gifts of the Spirit. That by these, by the gifts of the Spirit, you might be in communion with the divine nature, which is God's Spirit. You might be in communion with God's Spirit. And then it goes on down, if these things be in you and abound, they will make you so that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge, in the full discerning of God and who he is.
Yeah.
The only way that you come to know God Almighty and Jesus Christ is through the gift of discernment. That comes through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No other way. So.
And I'm... that scripture, strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use exercise their senses and discern.
Yes.
Good
so I've been a learner of knowledge, and I thought of some scriptures there, you know, ever learning, not coming to the knowledge. Not the only way I could get to know him was through true disclosure of motive. Many shall say to me, Lord, Lord.
Okay, that's, no.
I didn't know
No, that's. You. That's the result of being filled with the Spirit. Uh-huh. That's not the beginning.
Okay.
You didn't come to know him through deciding to be honest and open.
Yeah.
You came to know him first because he gave you his Spirit.
Yeah.
And when you received the Spirit, then you were willing to divulge your innermost being.
So why are people that filled with the Spirit stuck in the...
Because they don't go there. through they won't go there.
So through deceit, they refuse to know me.
And that knowing is they refuse to learn about me.
And what is our salvation but to know and be known?
To fully discern him.
You have talked about what that word knowing means before. Do you remember what you said about that? What the Bible means about that word knowing? To know one another?
Yeah.
What it actually means?
Yeah.
You give it.
Well, it's the marriage bed relationship.
Well, in the when I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, the thing that overwhelmed me was His love.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I wasn't really thinking about, well, you did this or
and what
God's
is that?
God's ways versus my ways. I mean, that came much later.
That's His Spirit.
Yeah.
God is love. God is, and love is a spirit. God is a spirit. And that's the first thing He gives to us. When we're born from above, we're born in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we're born into God's love.
Yeah.
And that's the code that allows us to hear from Him and to commune with Him.
Yeah.
Is the Spirit of love.
That was my first motivation.
Love is actually is what makes faith work.
Yeah, it makes faith work. It doesn't.
So.
And because I tried to know Him through works and motivation, I mean, works and knowledge. And when I met you, you were talking about pleasing God, and God only is going to judge our motivation. I'd never heard that. I'd actually never heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember anybody talking about
this. Yeah, that we're judged on motivation and intent. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that, is that knowledge, that's why I talk so much about our worldly formative education, our formal education. All of our former education and formal education is the spirit of learning and intellectually ascending to know something. It has nothing to do with discernment.
Yeah. And that's
you don't
the,
discern
that's
anything in school.
That's the knowledge of truth that it talks about. It says on one hand, they're ever learning, but they never come to the knowledge of truth.
To the full discernment of
which
truth.
Which is the discernment.
They're ever
yeah.
learning, but they're never coming to the full discernment of truth.
Yeah.
So
discernment is the key here.
Yeah.
You can't miss that. You can't miss discernment. That is a spiritual quality. It's not an intellectual quality.
That's right.
You don't learn how to discern. You either discern or you don't discern.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual gifting that comes from the Holy Ghost.
Like praying in tongues. You don't learn how to pray.
And you
in
can
tongues.
Have that gift operate in you and before you're born again. I did. I had discerning of spirits going on before I was ever filled with the Spirit. It's a gift. It's still a spiritual gift.
Yeah.
And I recognize it as one of the nine gifts of the Spirit after I got filled with the Spirit, started reading the Word. And I started reading about prophecy and all the gifts of the Spirit, and I read discerning of spirits, and I realized, wow, I've been operating in that even before I was filled with the Spirit,
yeah,
and I saw it as a gift.
You identified it in the Word,
and
with
that's
what
and,
you were
and the Word says,
in.
The Word says, He gave gifts to men, even to the rebellious.
Yeah.
So we think that we only get these giftings when we get filled with the Spirit. That's not true. What you do lack, you can have the gift of love before you're born again. But you don't have the God connection until you're born from above in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That connects the gifts He gave you with Him. So where do witches and warlocks and all the occult, where does that come from? That comes from people who have a gift but have never connected it and never submitted it and never seen it as coming from God in Jesus Christ.
And they use it for themselves.
Yeah.
So it becomes personal demonic. Gain.
Yeah.
So they received not the love of the truth.
Right.
Does that come into play?
Right.
And God sent them delusions.
That they would believe a lie.
And I think until I was willing to wrestle the principalities and powers and rulers in my own life, it was a flesh and blood battle.
Yeah, and how did you do that? Not by knowledge.
No.
Not even by reading the word.
By a willingness to understand my own soul.
By hearing what made you willing to understand your soul? It's sitting under the anointing of the Spirit. You got to understand it all comes from the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. Nothing else does. Not the knowledge of the word. Not even listening to the word. You have to listen to the anointed word. The anointing breaks the yoke of bondage.